True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
For some picks destined to fail, it's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It's pick time, baby. We're going to make some picks. Before we do, Paul has sent us the updated standings. He's got a spreadsheet and computers and all these things to keep track of this thing for us. And so we've got the official word here. To be totally truthful, it's, I think, written on a bar napkin in pencil. But we've got it here. And Paul's standings have us here. I am leading the way at 11-8. Paul and TJ are at 9, and Paul and Tommy are at 9-10.
Yes, thank you.
TJ is at 7-12. Brandon is at 5-14. But I believe, is that right? 5-14, is that enough games? But I believe Brandon made some progress last week.
I mean, you have to make progress when you go 0-6 1 week. So
Tommy won the week last week at
4-2. I did.
I'm not kidding. If I could show you guys the hieroglyphics I'm trying to look at here to navigate the standings, but I think that is correct.
Job's still open, you know, by the way.
Paul, you're doing a great job.
Any volunteers, the job is wide open.
You're doing a great job with it. We greatly appreciate it. All right, let's get right into it. We've got six games to pick, and it starts tonight, 8 o'clock, K-State. Out in the desert taking on Arizona. Arizona is getting 1.5 against the team that just lost to Army and struggled against North Dakota. I'm in the lead. I will go first. The Dylan Edwards news, I have no reason when we get that news to not assume that he will play. And I do think that optimistically it could be the lightning rod this team needs. Arizona, I don't think, is very good either. I don't know. The question is K-State not very good, or are they not playing very good? I'm still of the camp that they're not playing very good, more than they're not good. So I'll take K-State, and I'll lay the 1.5. Tommy, that puts you next.
Yeah, you got to have a bounce back, right? Like, we keep needing a bounce back. We've been saying it for weeks now. I mean, we're already into the fourth game of the season for the Wildcats, and We keep grasping for this comeback and this bounce back, and I think it's probably going to happen tonight. I'd like to think so. I think the news of Dylan Edwards being cleared to play could be monumental and could be the lightning rod that this team needs to get back into it. Knowing that, and knowing that they've got a bye week going into conference play, they don't want to have a bad taste in their mouth going into conference play. I'll take the Wildcats and I'll lay the points.
Paul? You've got a chance to disagree here.
Well, right now, I wouldn't take K-State if they were playing Derby High and getting 5 points. I'd still take
I think I still would, but
yeah, I think I would too. Yeah.
Well, all right, but you get my point. I've got no confidence in this football team at this point. I'm going to take Arizona, and I think I might be on an island, and I think I like this island.
I don't know that you're going to be on an island with that. Let's find out. TJ?
Yeah, I really don't want to pick K-State based on what they've shown me, but I do agree that I think that the Dylan Edwards news just kind of changes things a little bit. If nothing else, it just changes the vibes around K-State, so I think they can get it done tonight.
I don't know how good Arizona is or not, Brandon, but I have to assume they're better than Army. You going to give Paul that island?
I don't want to. The thing about K-State's defense is going to be so banged up. They were on the field the entire game on Saturday, and now it's on a short week on the road. I don't want to pick them, but I think Avery Johnson's arm is just going to be a little too much tonight. Give me the Cats, and I'll let the defending champion have an island as much as I don't want to.
There you go. Thank you, guys.
I am pretty stunned that Paul got Arizona on their own. All right, hey, Georgia and
by Brandon, they're picking the Cats when they play the Cats.
There you go, pick the Cats. Georgia, Tennessee, at Tennessee. Tennessee's a home dog. 4 points, Tommy. 4 points enough at home to take the Vols?
No, I actually am going to tail PJ Glasser. We talked about this game TJ and I did with PJ yesterday, and one of the things that PJ brought up is that Georgia only plays for the SEC. Like, they, when they play non-conference FBS opponents or they play FCS teams, they don't cover the spread. That they're not good at that. Kirby Smart doesn't really show a whole lot against those opponents. But when SEC play kicks off, that's when the Georgia season kicks into high gear. And I agree with him on that. I think I'm pretty sure he's taking Georgia and laying those points. I'm going to tail him. I'm going to take the Bulldogs as well.
Paul?
Well, I'll tell you, this is a tough game because I really have a lot of respect for Tennessee and what they've done over the last few seasons. I really like Tennessee. I like the 4 points. I like the home. That's a lot to like. But I also like Georgia. But I'm going to go ahead and take another island because I see this as a second island for Paul. Paul's going to be great this week, or he's going to stink this week. One of the two. I'm taking Tennessee. Give me my island.
TJ, where are you at with this one?
You know, I kind of like Paul's philosophy there, and he sometimes just does pretty well in these things. I like Tennessee, so give me the Vols.
I am wow. So done.
Dasan Brame touchdown.
Brandon?
Yeah, Georgia owns Tennessee. They've won 8 straight. Excuse me, covered in 6 of those as well. Don't see that changing this time. Give me the Bulldogs.
I'm not betting this game, but I'm not rooting for Georgia. Give me the home dog. Give me the 4 points. I'll take Tennessee. I don't want to root for Georgia. Get out of here with that. A&M and Notre Dame. Paul, you're up first. The Irish are 6.5 home favorites on this one. This is a true home game,
yeah,
right?
True, yes, home game. Yeah. I believe it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
6.5 point favorites at home against the Aggies.
Well, Notre Dame may not be the team we all thought they were. I mean, I thought that they would show better against Miami, but you know, that's a tough place to go play. I can tell you there's a lot of distractions in the city of Miami when you go play there. I've experienced it. I understand that. I know how that works. I'm going to go ahead and take Notre Dame at home. I still don't have that confidence in Texas A&M. Give me the Irish.
Real quick, and I know we're trying to be efficient, what kind of distractions are you talking about, Paul?
Can you come back to the next segment?
Palm trees, beaches, and bikini.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what? In Paul's defense, that would distract me too. So I have
been distracted myself in Miami before. Okay. I was just, you know.
Good,
just
good.
Just wondering. Yeah.
What is this, Bob and Tom?
What kinds of distractions that we were sitting there with? TJ, you taking the Irish? You taking the Aggies?
I'm going to keep my Kansas recruiting parlay going. Avery Johnson with the Cats, Dasan Brame with the Vols, Ian Premer with the Irish. Give me Notre Dame.
Okay. That's a good enough reason, Brandon.
I like Texas A&M. Notre Dame stinks in home openers under Marcus Freeman. Give me the Aggies.
I like A&M's quarterback quite a bit, but I think Marcus Freeman's as good as we have. I have a hard time imagining Notre Dame losing twice this early in the season. I'm going to take the Irish. 6.5 points seems rich to me. I don't like that number. I like them to win, but I am going to lay the 6.5. It's within the 7 number. I'll go ahead and take it. Tommy?
I can't give Brandon an island here on A&M, and 6.5 is a lot of points. If it was more like 4.5, 3.5, somewhere around there, I'd probably lay the points with Notre Dame, but knowing that it's 6.5, give me A&M on the road.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is give a guy who's 5-14 a little bit of momentum.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's right. Yeah. All right, we go to the NFL now. We will select three NFL games. This puts TJ up first for our NFL picks. We've got Bears at the Lions. Lions, 6-point favorites at home. Both teams disappointed in their outcomes in week one. TJ, the Bears certainly played better than the Lions in week one. What do you think?
I'm going to bring back my favorite stat of these pick segments, Jared Goff in a dome. He's going back home, and they're going to play way better than they did last week. They're covering that number.
Brandon, Dan Campbell doesn't like to play his guys in the preseason. The Lions historically start slow, probably partly because of it. Is 1 week enough to shake the rust off? Are they going to be good to cover a 6-point spread at home against the Bears?
I am still nervous about this Lions team without Ben Johnson. That offense did not look good, but I have no faith in Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson at all. Give me the Lions.
It's Ben Johnson revenge game a little bit. Revenge for what? I don't know. But, you know, the reunion's there. I think he probably has had things put aside for this game all offseason. I think the Lions will win it. I think the Bears will cover. Give me the 6 points. Give me the Bears. Tommy?
Yeah, look, I think that this is a prime bounce back spot for the Lions. One of these two teams is going to be 0-2 in the division, which is wild after just 2 weeks. I like Ben Johnson. I think that what he's got going in Chicago is going to be really good. But I think that this is where Dan Campbell and the Lions, make their hay a little bit. And so I'm going to lay the points at home with the Lions. Give me them.
Paul, your Detroit Lions, given 6 points after looking the way they did in week one. How does that make you feel?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you remember correctly, I did not take the Lions. I had a last moment, epiphany. Can I use that word on the radio? Is that illegal? Epiphany. But I had one.
I don't think there's anything wrong with epiphany.
And I'll tell you right now, I have no confidence in Caleb Williams. I just don't. I didn't think he was going to be a great pick when they picked him. I didn't even think he was a great quarterback at USC at times. I'm going to go ahead and take the Lions on this one as well, guys. That puts Jacob, you're on an island, I believe.
I got an island with 6 points in a divisional game. I don't feel too bad about that. Let's go to the other one on Sunday, and our last pick will be Monday Night Football, but we're going to get to Eagles-Chiefs now. The Chiefs are still, with the Xavier Worthy news yesterday, 1.5-point home dogs. Brandon, you're up first with this one. We know about Mahomes as a home dog. We know all these things. What are you doing with this?
I do think the Chiefs are going to be able to have some success against the Eagles secondary, but I think this Eagles team is just better at this point in the second week of the season than the Chiefs. I'm going to ride with the defending champions on the road. Give me the Eagles.
I think it's a bad matchup at a bad time until I know that the Chiefs are able to run the ball. I think it just stylistically is not a good matchup for them in this one. We talked about it earlier. I could be wrong because Worthy could help them run a little more ball control. But at this point on Friday, we don't even know if Worthy's going to play. So I got to take the Eagles and I got to give the Chiefs the 1.5. Tommy?
I said it earlier in this game, or earlier in this day in the show, that there are probably 3 or 4 different ways that the Eagles can beat the Chiefs on Sunday. And there's maybe one path that the Chiefs have to win this game. They have it go a certain way. So I think that clearly leans on the Eagles. It clearly shifts things over to the Eagles. That being said, though, home underdogs, Patrick Mahomes, give me the Chiefs at home.
Yeah, it didn't have to be very logical.
Yeah.
It's Mahomes is a home dog, Paul. What do you think?
Well, let me give you something that's not logical as well, and that is the fact that let's factor in the trip to Brazil. That could have had an effect that we just don't know. That's a heck of a trip. It's a long trip. It's all kinds of new things going on. I'll tell you, I think
Think of the bikinis in Brazil.
Rio is just full of bikinis, guys, let me tell you. But anyway, with that being said,
In Sao Paulo, not Rio de Janeiro.
No, but I mean, it's all the same in Brazil. Brazil, that's it.
I think we all know the ratio. The bikini ratio is slightly lower in Sao Paulo.
Clearly.
Okay. All right. You got me. All right. So Tommy took the Chiefs. I'm going to also take the Chiefs. And I the reason I'm going with is because now they're home. They're on rock solid ground. It's a routine. They know the routine. Just give me the Chiefs just for that fact.
Not as many bikinis in Kansas City in September.
No.
TJ, where are you at with this one?
I think Patrick Mahomes, if the research was right, he's only been a home dog one time, and he lost that game. So he's 0-1 as a home dog, but there's a reason he's not a home dog very often. Right. So give me the Chiefs.
All right. So what is that? Brandon, you took the Eagles, too. I was about to say, did I just get an Eagles Island?
No. We got that one. No, you do.
We got that one an even split. All right. Let's go to Chargers Raiders Monday Night Football. It's the week where we get the Monday Night doubleheader, which I love. It just means I'm really tired here on Tuesday morning, but whatever, we'll deal with it. Chargers going to Vegas. Vegas is a 3.5-point home dog. Boy, this one's interesting to me. I think everybody in the world is riding the Chargers high because they beat Kansas City. I'm high on the Chargers, like real high on the Chargers. But I think Geno and Pete Carroll have got a little something cooking there. 3.5 points. If it was under three, maybe, I'm going to take the field goal on the hook. Give me the Raiders at home here. You know, back-to-back road weeks for the Chargers, Brazil, and now to Vegas. I think there's still lots of bikinis in Vegas in September. So give me Vegas. Give me the 3.5 points, Tommy.
Oh man, I'm high on the Chargers as well after last week, and I think that the Raiders are clearly ascending, and they've got something cooking there. I agree with you on that. That being said, though, I think the Chargers are further along in that process. I understand why they're the favorites in this game. I'm going to ride with them again.
Paul, what do you think on this one?
Well, this is an interesting game, and also with regards to the Raiders being the home game, I'm just gonna go ahead and take the Raiders. Be easy.
Well, it's not. Here's what makes it not easy, TJ, is we don't know if Brock Bowers is going to play. Didn't practice yesterday. Now that's not that big a deal. Remember, it's Monday Night Football. Today and tomorrow's practice reports are far more impactful. But right now, it's a question. I think if he wasn't playing, I don't think this line would be 3.5. I think Vegas expects him to play.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to pick the Chargers for the sheer reason of whenever they were down in Brazil, they figured out how to turn Quentin Johnson back into TCU Quentin Johnson. So they might have a wide receiver one on their hands and him as well. I don't know if it was his play on the field or what he was doing off the field down in Rio, but Quentin Johnson's good again. So give me the Chargers to cover that.
Wide receiver one, Ladd McConkey would like to have a word.
They got two now.
And Keenan Allen.
And Keenan Allen. Brandon, the Chargers are loaded. This is a Vegas conversation. I don't think anybody doesn't have high hopes or high expectations for the Chargers. It's really, what do you think of the Raiders? If they're any good, 3.5 points at home is a lot of points.
They are good, but I think they still have a little bit of a learning process to go. I think the Chargers are going to win. They're probably going to win by four. But yeah, I think there's just going to be a little bit too much LA. They got a little bit extra rest as well. They got out of Sao Paulo, left those bikinis behind, got back to LA where there's definitely no bikinis. So they're locked and loaded for this game.
And not that anybody cares for this segment. I also think the Chargers are going to win. I just think it's going to be within the number. It's a points bet for me. All right, that's it. We made it.
Let's go.
With 30 seconds to spare on this. So we got it done. We're becoming more efficient. We're a more efficient offense.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on our Sports Daily Picks. So we get that done. It's in the books. Paul's got it all written down. You good over there, Paul? You got it?
I got it right there, big boy. It's all right there.
Clear as day.
There you go.
There it is. The official record keeping is in. We will be back next week to brag about it. So what we have coming next, we will keep the coach. We will keep TJ Cleland in to get us apprised of what's coming on A Catch at Kansas Friday in the high school football world. We'll do that all. I was out of town. I might need a little recap. What did we learn in week one? We'll do a little of that as well as we make our way through Sports Daily. If you want to win some HTO right now, you can. Text the keyword T to the short code 20357. That'll get you a free cup of iced tea in East Wichita, West Wichita, or Derby. Come try the all-new caramel apple iced tea. Again, that is T to 20357. Good luck there, everybody. Can't wait to talk a little high school football. We're in the full mix here, everybody. We're going to do that next. It is A Catch at Kansas Friday. Stick around. We've got more Sports Daily coming your way.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.